Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day, dear Grandma.
This is Linda, and I'm 9.
This is William, and I'm 7. And I'm almost 8, because in 4 more months, I'll be 8.
And what would we like to sing? A song we like to sing.
Popcorn.
Okay.
I looked out the window, and what did I see? Popcorn popping on the apricot tree. Spring has brought me such a nice surprise. Blossoms popping right before my eyes. I could take an armful and make a treat. A popcorn ball that would smell so sweet. It wasn't really so, but it seemed to me. Popcorn popping on the apricot tree.
This is a number that my mom and dad did for our fireside.
It takes two to cooperate. It takes two to coordinate. It takes two to communicate. It takes two, four, six, or eight. One alone can't cooperate. One alone can't coordinate. One alone can't communicate. It takes two, four, six, or eight. We'll form a sweet complicity. I am to communicate. It takes two, 2, 4, 6, or 8. Shoulder to shoulder, together we'll weather the storm.
But shoulder to shoulder, as a single act is an awkward form.
When alone can't cooperate.
When alone can't coordinate.
When alone can't communicate. It takes 2, 2, 4, 6, or 8. Society. It takes 2 to cooperate. It takes 2 to coordinate. It takes 2 to communicate. It takes 2, 2, 4, 6, or 8. Make your suggestions.
I'm glad to follow your lead.
Mention corrections.
Your advice is what I need.
It takes 2 to cooperate. It takes 2 to coordinate. It takes 2 to communicate, associate, appreciate, accommodate, or emulate. It takes 2. To cooperate, coordinate, communicate, commiserate,
associate, appreciate, accommodate, or emulate.
Grandma, how are you? This is William Whitaker, and I'm almost 8 years old. I'm learning and loving T-ball this season. My team is called the Astros. I like to read lots and lots of books. I'm going to read 100, and I've read 49 right now. I read 49. And I have a pet frog, and I need a pet dog. Take care of yourself, love, William.
Dear Grandma Whitaker, this is Linda, and I want to read you my letter. I'm 9.5 years old now and just finishing the 3rd grade. How are you doing? I've been busy in my grounded troop taking piano lessons and singing in a children's choir called Kids Up. At Kids Up, we have done a tape, and have been on TV. You know, I'm also busy being a big sister to women, especially Catherine. I think she thinks I'm her mommy sometimes. We share a room together, and sometimes she wets the bed. Sometimes I get mad at her, but she forgives me. I like to dress Catherine up as a princess or as Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. I'm learning a lot in school. I know my times tables and my division. I love you and miss you a lot. Love, Linda.
Thank you.
concludes this tape. And on behalf of Neil, who is at work now, and the children who've gone to school, we'd all like to wish you another happy Mother's Day to you, Mom. And we want to let you know how lucky we feel to have you as our mother for all time and eternity. We're so thankful for your example. We're so thankful that you love us all, always, no matter what. Take real good care of yourself, and we'll be seeing you soon. Bye-bye.